Welcome to the Inner Shift Podcast, where we explore human behavior change, attachment styles, and subconscious reprogramming. I am your host, Ariel Valdez, and today we're going to be talking about something that affects every single one of us every day, a trance-like state. Yes, you heard me right, a literal trance that your brain slips into every 30 to 45 minutes, and you probably didn't even realize it. You see, neuroscience shows that our brains naturally shift into a slow down state. It's not sleep and it's not daydreaming either. It's more like a brainwave dip into theta or alpha frequencies. This state is the same one hypnotherapists aim to bring you into during subconscious reprogramming work. And your brain goes into this on its own multiple times a day. But here's the thing. When you drop into this state, your brain doesn't default to peace or presence. It defaults to your deepest, most familiar stories. This happens because your conscious mind can only hold about 7 to 9 pieces of information at once, sometimes as few as 3 or 4, if you're under stress or distraction. This is also known as cognitive load. And once the load becomes too heavy, the brain automatically offloads and resets to your subconscious mind. And for many of us, this trance is not pretty. It's like a horror movie in your mind. And this is one we did not write. Things come up in your head and stories play like, I'm not safe. They're gonna leave me. Everything's gonna disappear. The worst case scenarios are playing in your mind. It's like literally like a horror movie. And because the subconscious mind can't tell the difference between real threat or an imagined one, your body responds like it's actually happening. You feel all these emotions that are essentially playing from the movie in your mind. And it's like this emotional dysregulated roller coaster that's happening in your mind, but it feels so real, like it's happening in real time. You feel rejection, abandonment, or you feel like you need to fix something, or you want to avoid and run away. Even if nothing is actually happening, you are experiencing this like it's happening in real time. But we have to understand, these are not just thoughts. This is a somatic memory. Your nervous system is revealing an old pattern, and it acts as if it's happening in the now. This is why you might feel fine in the morning, but then you spiral around lunchtime, or you're having a calm conversation, and then suddenly you go into like a state of panic in your mind, even though the conversation that you're having is absolutely positive and has nothing to do with what you're thinking about. This is the horror movie in your mind playing over and over. And here's the kicker. Because this movie has been playing in the background for probably most of your life, your brain encodes as these emotions are safe, because neuroscience shows that repeating an emotion, it fires a strong neurological pathway in your brain that is alive. So this in a sense becomes all your brain knows. So it actually finds comfort in these emotions and gets kind of like hooked and addicted to these patterns of behavior and replaying these things throughout the day. It makes it almost like it's home. So this is just an old narrative, right? That you're running, that your brain is running. And what we need to do is be really, really good at catching when you're in the trance. This is how essentially to get out of the trance, right? Since your brain is offline, you want to get back online. How do we get back online? By tapping into your conscious mind, because you're in your subconscious mind and you want to go back into your conscious mind. You want to activate your prefrontal cortex. The only way you're going to do that is going back online, your conscious mind going back online. So what we need to do is first get really, really good at catching when you're in this trance-like state. And when you're in the trance-like state, saying things like, catching yourself and saying, I'm in a trance right now. It's happening again. Things like that will bring your mind back online. And when you do this, you have the ability to make more conscious decisions and ask questions like, oh, this story, like that's not even real. That's not even happening. And so by questioning the story, right, bringing yourself back into the moment and saying, oh, this is a trance-like state. I'm in it again. This is happening again. You're bringing your brain back online, your conscious mind back online. And then you can ask it questions like, is this real? And 9 out of 10, you're going to see this story is false. Like, it's not even real. And it's just worst case scenario that your brain is playing. And the next thing you can do is you want to bring your body back online, right? Because from these stories, it's eliciting all this negative emotional charge. And so by bringing your body back online, you feel safety within your body and you feel in control. Because a lot of times when we are in these horror movies in our mind, we are offline and we are feeling out of control and not being able to control the situation in our mind and our body. And so by bringing your body online, you feel more safe and grounded in your body. We need to find groundedness. And how do we do this? Well, doing things like counting things around you, right? Bring you back into your present state. So counting trees outside, or if you're outside, or counting things on the pictures on the wall, if you're inside, just something. If you can count and bring yourself back online, even touching things, sensation, like bringing awareness to touch, brings you back into the present moment. And if you are really dysregulated, something that has been helpful, tremendously helpful for me, is I will literally take off my shoes and ground my feet on the floor. And that brings me back. And some breath work and things like that could be really helpful. But just bringing your mind back online, right? Like, if you're not in a space, because this happens every 30 to 45 minutes, sometimes we're at work, or like we're in situation, we're in a restaurant, or we're like around family, friends, and like we can't just like get up and do these things, right? But we can like count the things on the wall. We can get really, really focused on an object, right? And counting things around the object and trying to like bring ourselves back to the conscious without even speaking words. We can do these things. And that essentially brings us back online. And that's what we'd want to do. We want to come back online. The more we can stay in our conscious mind, the less we live in the horror movie in our mind. And the more we live in the less we live in the horror movie in our mind, the more we can make actual conscious decisions and stay in the present moment. And essentially that's what we want to do. We want to live in the present moment. We want to feel alive. We want to feel vibrant. We want to feel the day. And how do we do that? By staying present in these moments, by enjoying these moments, enjoying the life that we've built for ourselves and the people around us, and being able to live less of that movie in our mind, because essentially it's just, you're torturing yourself and your mind has created this comfort around doing that over and over again. It's like a coping mechanism that it's created to elicit this emotional response, and it's become habitual. And so the more we can live out of that, the more we can live in alignment with the true decisions we want to make consciously. So that was the topic for today on the trans. And I really find this to be really interesting. And I hope this information was really, really helpful for you. And if you know anybody that would resonate with this, please, please share. And remember, someone doesn't need to stay. We don't need to stay stuck in these loops. We are just running. We just have to remind ourselves that these are just programs that have been running for a while, and they can be rewritten. We can rewrite the story. The more we stay in our conscious mind, the more we question the stories and the beliefs that are running in our mind, the more we can ground our nervous system and stay regulated, the more we can live a whole, fulfilling life. So I hope this was helpful for everyone. Remember, stay open and keep rewiring. Until next time, friends.